All right, good afternoon. We'll just open it up for questions.
Ben, does it bother you if prominent players such as Odell and Olivier aren't at a voluntary offseason workout?
You know, you want all your players here, especially your great players. It's a time to build fundamentals and communication and chemistry and trust. So you want all your players here, especially the great ones. They facilitate a lot of those things for you. But your coach who's here, that's what time of year it is for us. We want them all here. We coach who's here. Now we're out of questions. Yeah, Brandon's been a breath of fresh air for us. You know, he comes out, he works hard at football. You can see he loves football, but it's refreshing to have a guy who's been productive as he has over his career and has played as long as he's played, being out here working the way he works. You can really see that he loves the game. Eli Apple started. We're going to take a look at him. Rhett's a little sore, but other than that, we made it through okay.
Sore with what? Rhett.
He's just sore.
Ben, it was suggested that Eric Flowers spent a lot of time here working in the offseason. Is there anything you can see from him that indicates the hard work paying off?
Yeah, you know, Eric did everything we asked him to do in the offseason. He's in tremendous condition. He looks quick on his feet. It's a great opportunity for Eric just to be out here going against, you know, he spent a lot of time in the weight room, spent a lot of time conditioning, spent a lot of time on air. So it's good to get some bodies over there in front of him so he has a chance to work his technique.
Coach, concerning Mark Herzlick lining up at tight end, how do you think he's responded to the position changes this far?
We've been looking at Mark for a couple years at tight end. This is nothing new for Mark.
How's Evan doing besides picking up the offense? Be able to roll out at him?
I think all the rookies are fighting their way through it. It's just starting to get heavy. We just started. We haven't put in anything situationally with these guys yet. We've just been normal down and distance. So they've been working at it hard, conscientious in meetings. And you can see that we have a good group of guys who like the game, enjoy football, and they're working at getting good at meetings, which is an important part of this league. Yeah, we have. I think we have 9 corners on the roster right now. So we're loaded at corner. We have a bunch of guys out there just fighting to get some reps right now. So we'll see how it goes. We've only practiced twice or 3 times against each other. So.
Ben, outside of football, how much do you try to shoulder up your guys to try to get a pulse on, especially Odell as he makes this transition? How much you feel like they're maturing or picking up things that they need to coming off of that postseason? To give you that confidence level and what's your concern?
Yeah, we have the rookies around here quite a bit. We put our arms around those guys quite a bit when they get here. The veterans, they're grown men. I have an open door policy, so anytime that they want to stick their nose in or they want to pop in and talk to me, my door's open.
But with respect to Odell, I'm trying to get to what is your concern level with how much he has or has not matured off of last season, given what we're seeing right now?
Now, again, I mean, the guys, we want all our players to be here, and we coach the guys who are here.
I was just going to follow it in a way. When somebody's not here, is it that they're missing actual, like, football things? Is that what is disappointing? Or is it more that we're all going to ask you questions about the guys who aren't here, and then that becomes a distraction?
I already answered that question. It's an opportunity to build fundamentals, opportunity to work on your communication, the trust, and the chemistry.
Is this a contract thing with Odell? Has he said anything to the team about that?
I answered the question.
Any limitations on Geno?
Yes. Yeah, we have Geno. He's still in a limited role right now. He had some reps in 7-on-7, and we put him through some jog-through reps at the end of practice. He's chomping at the bit. He wants to get out there, but we have to do right by the player. So far, so good. It's early. It's going to get real heavy for him here shortly next week, the mid part of next week, and we have 4 practices coming up the following week. It'll get pretty heavy for him.
What about Brandon? Makes him a breath of fresh air.
He loves football, and you can see it in the way he practices, the way he prepares, and always has a smile on his face, and he's looking to learn.
And red tights are part of the.
Yeah, I forgot mine in the locker room, but so he's a big, impressive man, and works hard at the game. He's building chemistry with Eli each and every day, so it's encouraging.
Coach, what's it like to add two defensive veterans like Iheanacho and Taylor this late in the offseason to put them in here in time for OTAs?
Yeah, there are two guys that we took a look at yesterday in a workout. They did a nice job in a workout. We feel that they can add some depth and some value and make a push.
Is Taylor a guy you think can play on the inside?
We'll see.
And Victor Cruz suggested he thought Eli may have been instructed not to throw to him last season, so it would be easier to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Did that happen in any way?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that question.
Are you aware that you said
I've heard a couple things, but I have no response to that.
Do you feel the need to reach out to him, or have you, or talk to him?
Next question.
Is it accurate?
Do you believe it's accurate? There's no accuracy to it.
Ben, anything else? What changed with Ishaq Williams? He was a guy who was on the roster, I believe, for the final few games of the season, but looks like you guys are releasing him. What changed with him?
Ishaq's a guy that, we liked the way he worked when he was here, and, we'll leave that at that.
I had a chance to talk to Sterling when he was out in Vegas, so I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on how much Brandon's presence will impact his opportunities outside, if any. Sterling Shepard's opportunities outside, how much Brandon's presence will impact that. I mean, he had his thoughts about that, but I was curious.
Are you talking about on the field, off the field?
I'm talking about on the field on the versus field. The slot versus outside with Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a chance to add someone who has those type of numbers and those types of abilities on the field outside of you, it's going to create some opportunities inside. There's no doubt.
What did you think about the new OT rule, the 10-minute
overtime? It's 5 minutes shorter than the old one.
Are you in favor of the change?
You play the game as it unfolds. It may change some things from a strategy standpoint. But obviously you want to see the ball go down, score a touchdown, and end the thing.
Coach, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm pleased. I think it's a great opportunity. These young guys, they come in here, they get a ton of reps in the off season, and they get a ton of reps in your practice and training camp, and that's really an opportunity for you to showcase them and give them an opportunity to make your roster, and if it's not your roster, somebody else's roster in the league. So I think it's doing right by the players.
From a big picture standpoint, what are you trying to accomplish here at OTAs in these 3 weeks or whatever it is?
Yeah, to me, it's learning. It's communication. Those are two big things. Trying to teach the players on what we're looking for in practice and being smart that way. Building some chemistry along the way and trust.
One more question. Looks like Mikel was working at corner. What went into that decision to move in there?
Mikel's a guy that has a lot of flexibility. Can do a lot of different things for you.
Thank you.